Live. We're kicking off hour number two of the Monday edition of the show. And as always, you can bring up whatever's on your mind. Toll free, 800-259-9231. That is 1-800-259-9231. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site, totally free. Once again, that's freetalklive.com. So, Mark, let's talk about parking meter quotas.
It's from the Pioneer Press, and it's St. Paul's chief says the directive is to provide a standard of measure performance, not fill city coffers. But the union and the drivers aren't happy. The title
the
of it...
Drivers?
Well, the drivers, yes.
Oh, okay.
The title is, City tells parking officers to cite 55 violations a day.
Whoa!
Let the meter expire, even on a minute, even for a minute or two, and there's a parking officer issuing a ticket. Park too close to a driveway or ignore a permit-only sign, and again, it's ticket time. I'm sorry. I just couldn't help myself. It seems like St. Paul aggressively enforces parking meters. You want to say
wow.
Something?
No, I don't. I don't need to.
It seems like St. Paul aggressively enforces parking meters and rules. This might help explain why. To make sure the city's enforcement officers are working hard, police want each agent to write tickets for 55 violations a day.
Wait a minute. I thought it was 55 violations for the department.
No.
Holy crap.
No. That's a lot of violations.
I mean, I don't know how many hours a day these guys work, but that's intense. I mean, presuming, let's say, they have a 10-hour day, I mean, that's a lot of violations.
Well, if it's eight, it's seven tickets an hour or something.
Yeah.
It's like a ticket every
10
minutes.
It's 5.5 to 7 tickets per hour. You've got to be busting hump to do that.
Parking officers could face discipline if they don't meet that goal. The city department says most officers aren't hitting the target and that no one has been punished as a result. But the idea of ticket quotas doesn't sit well with the parking officers union and some motorists. We were on time, right on time, not even a minute late, said Sarah Rudolph of Minneapolis, who was ticketed Thursday on a downtown parking meter. It's not right. They were probably waiting here for it to expire and just give me a ticket. Chief John Harrington said parking officers have not become overzealous. I mean, every parking officer, that's an exaggeration. I have seen overzealous parking meter maids.
Sure.
It just seems like, you know, you get too close to the little line, ticket.
They wield that chalk with a vengeance.
You know, if you can get your wheels inside the line, but, you know, portion of your car hangs over, ticket.
Sure.
It's unclear. There's a sign here, but the paint on the on the ground goes
them.
A little farther, and then ticket.
I mean, at least some people. When you're talking about cops, and we've had enough bad cop stories on Free Talk Live, and there will be more inevitably. But when you're talking about cops, you can always bring out the excuse of, well, there's still some good cops out there. These are people that are protecting you. The cops, the meter maids aren't protecting you for squat.
No.
So they're one of the most hated, I think, government employees out there.
Yeah.
I mean, who loves the meter maid? Not even their own family.
Unfortunately. Not if they get a ticket.
Not even their own family?
Fortunately, most of their tickets are small. $7.50 is what it is here in town. I've had tickets as low as $4. Let it expire 10 days, though. If you don't give them their money, their $7.50 in 10 days, it's $17.50.
Yep.
The late fee is $10 on a $7.50 ticket.
Mm.
Although the city's revenue from parking and traffic fines was $3.6 million in 2005, Harrington says the city's chronically tight budget situation did not prompt the setting of the goal. Instead, he said the goal provided a uniform standard to measure officers' performance. The department deploys 14 parking officers. 11 are working on any given weekday. The 55-ticket goal, which was set in December...
Which means they need over... If 11 are working on any given weekday...
They
that
need
means
205
they need,
tickets.
No, 55 per
person. Oh, 55,
person.
55 so per person. Ah, sorry, 600.
Lot.
Yeah.
It's over 550.
Yeah. Yeah, it's 605.
Okay.
It's a lot.
Yeah.
So... If you can't find, let's see, the 55-ticket goal, which was set in December, directive proved to be tough to meet. During the past 6 months, the daily average per officer reached 55 only in April. In the other 5 months, the daily average ranged from 35 to 51 violations per officer. Mm. If you can't find a violation, obviously you can't cite it, said Commander Eric Anderson, who oversees the unit that includes parking officers. You've got to recognize that even if you set a number, they're going to do their best they can do, then you've got to be okay with that. So the parking meters are out there trying to give a ticket to anybody they possibly can, but they're just not making it.
Now,
I don't know whether I believe this. I don't know whether I consider the parking I always see parking meter maids be working very, very hard. Like they're out, you know, with their little Cushman carts.
Hard.
As long as they're doing their job, they're working hard.
I guess. I don't know if it's, I mean, you could say we're working hard doing this radio show, but it's not really hard work.
Okay, what he's saying is he's seen most parking
diligently.
Yes, working diligently or vigilantly at their position. Yes,
understood.
But I don't see them when they're not. So I don't generally see Cushman carts with City of Sarasota stickers parked at the parks, them feeding the ducks or whatever.
I'm surprised they haven't set up an incentive for these guys. They've done it in other police agencies where there's a certain, what do they call it, department average. Mm-hmm. There's a department average, and if you make above the department average, so what they're saying is, in this case, it's 30 to 50, basically, on normal weekdays.
Spiff them. Give them a commission, right?
So the department average sounds like it's about 40 per weekday.
I don't want commissioned meter maids, though.
No, I'm not saying, but I'm just surprised they haven't done that yet.
I'm surprised.
And if they're commissioned, they should be individual commission. It shouldn't be a department average. It should be each person. They get, 2% of paid tickets that they issue.
I would think that that's how I would do it. I mean, then you can find out who the slackers are. And of course, they have a union, though.
Then you're going to have meter maids with two sticks. They're going to have one that's the chalk, and then they're going to have another one with a big spike on the end of it, so they can just spike people's tires. That way they can't actually get out of the parking space. Mm-hmm. They'll just go around and just randomly spike people's tires, and that way they can say, sir, you've been sitting here for 3 hours. You're getting a ticket.
Look, you got to be creative
sometimes.
You win
that tow truck.
You got a what now?
You got to be creative sometimes.
Exactly.
You know?
It's against Minnesota law for agencies to set quotas for peace officers issuing traffic citations, but because St. Paul parking officers are civilians, the department's policy is lawful, Anderson says.
Smooth.
The flurry of tickets adds up. In the first half of this year, parking agents and sworn officers issued tickets with more than 71,000 violations. If this pace continues, violations this year will top last year's total of more than 122,000 by about 20,000 violations.
You know how they see you as when you go downtown in any city, you're just a potential violator. You're not a citizen. You're not an individual. You're not a shopper. You're a potential violator.
You know, and here's what the real problem is: many main streets have this situation where the meter maids, are going after customers of the businesses on Main Street. What are they doing for the business on Main Street? How are they helping them? They're not. If I want to go to the mall and go shopping, nobody's going to give me a ticket for parking there for more than 2 hours. But if I go to Main Street and I want to shop at one of the little cute little boutiques down there,
get out of here.
It's got to be, if I'm there for more than 2 hours, ticket.
It's terrible. What is your experience with these meter maids? Have you ever had an encounter with one that was particularly surly? 800-259-9231.
Actually, the general manager of one of our affiliates, actually our local affiliate, is also a civilian meter maid.
Is she really?
She certainly is. And she drives around Sarasota County and gives parking tickets and stuff like that when she
sees... In a Cushman cart?
She can also do it in her own vehicle. She's got the uniform and everything. I remember when she, I used to work for her, and I remember when she first got her certification and got her uniform and everything. She's like, I'm going to go down and give everybody tickets. She was all proud of herself because she could start issuing tickets to, I guess, all of those evil,
some of my
bad parking criminals.
I was gaining some respect back for her. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Dylan in Texas.
Maybe she stopped.
You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello, Dylan.
Yeah, Jim Dillon. Dillon is actually my last name.
Okay, what's on your mind, Jim?
Sorry?
What's on your mind? You're on Free Talk Live.
Well, you were right. I mean, Dillon has become a pretty popular first name for boys, but it's my last name.
Okay, gotcha. Great. So what's on your mind, sir?
Yeah, well, I can't, I apologize, but I can't bring myself to talk to you about meter maids.
That's fine. You can bring up whatever you want. It is Free Talk Live, sir. So what's on your mind?
Because that's beneath the situation that we find ourselves in. We're in dire straits. The country's dying. And I know
I want you to hang on, Jim. Hang on.
Sir.
We're going to come back to you. We're going to find out why it is you think the country's dying and what it is that you are going to do about it. 800-259-9231. It's Jim, also known as Dylan. Or Jim, Dylan, on the line with us. We're going to come back with more. Should we call him Dylan or should we call him Jim?
J.D.
J.D.
Just don't call him late for dinner.
We're coming back with J.D. It is your show. It's Free Talk Live. You take control of the airwaves. 800-259-9231.
Do you feel like you should be free to live your life however you want, so long as your actions don't harm anyone else? There's good news. You are not alone. Thousands of people like you are going to move to New Hampshire so we can reclaim our lost liberties. Be part of the Second American Revolution. Join the Free State Project. You can learn more at freestateproject.org or call toll-free 1-888-532-4604. That's 1-888-532-4604 or visit freestateproject.org.
Free Talk Live has partnered with Amazon, the largest internet retailer. Imagine a department store category, and Amazon has it. Books, electronics, office products, furniture, jewelry, automotive, toys, clothing, sporting goods, and dozens of other categories. Now you can shop and support Free Talk Live by entering through our website. Just go to amazon.freetalklive.com, and Amazon will send us a percentage of your purchase. You're going to do the shopping anyway, so remember to enter through our site, amazon.freetalklive.com. That's amazon.freetalklive.com.
Here it is, folks, the 2006 Red Book, the most comprehensive edition ever published. Midas Resources believes our clients should be as informed as possible. It includes the history of U.S. coins, the actual mintages, the grading standards. Learn the stability of real money. Protect yourself from fiat currencies. They are instruments of debt. Feel the comfort and safety of real money. Midas will send you the 2006 Red Book and a genuine silver dollar for just $22.95 delivered. Call Midas today at 1-800-686-2237. That's 1-800-686-2237. Don't be lost in a sea of confusion. Get the 2006 Red Book. Help steer your own financial ship. Call Midas now, 1-800-686-2237.
Hi, I'm Bobby Likas with today's Car Clinic Minute. Check engine lights? Got you all steamed up? Could be a TSV will cool you down. And I'm not talking about a tepid sponge bath. When I come back, you'll be awash in the knowledge of TSVs and their meaning. Ah, spring, birds, flowers, and that blanket of pollen fuzz on your car. There's got to be a way to protect that shiny paint of your ride. And there is. A car cover made from the standard in car cover fabric, Block It by Kimberly Clark. Research shows that car cover owners are so happy with their car covers, they buy them all over again. So make sure you get the best Block It car cover fabric from Kimberly Clark. Why have you waited so long? Block It by Kimberly Clark. Car trouble can get us hot under the collar, but TSBs can help break the fever in the service center. Issued by vehicle manufacturers, TSBs fill us in on fixes for design issues discovered after a particular vehicle model rolls off the assembly line. While manufacturers may or may not cover the cost of problems in cold hard cash, the TSB info alone can identify problems that could be frustrating and expensive to find. Both dealers and independent shops have access to TSBs, so talk to your technician. A little research may show that your vehicle qualifies as a recall, and you could qualify for a refund. How cool is that? I'm Bobby Likas. Likas, you'll love us. In today's world of discord and disappointment, one thing's for sure. Car cover owners are so satisfied, they buy their car covers all over again. Think car covers are a hassle? No. Research shows owners find covers easy to put on and take off. Are all covers the same? No. The standard in car cover fabric is Block It by Kimberly Clark. Don't let sun and dust damage your car. Kimberly Clark's Block It fabric's got you covered. That's Block It by Kimberly.
You're listening to Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231 and log on at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. It's your show. You can take control of the airwaves. Toll-free number 800-259-9231 and bring up whatever you want. 1-800-259-9231. I want to hear if you've got a run-in with a meter maid, a story. Because what we're talking about, apparently St. Louis, is it, Mark? That the story, the city in question
Paul.
Here? St. Paul.
St. Paul, Minnesota.
Has issued a mandate to all of its meter maids saying that they have to turn in 55 citations per day. And they're having a tough time coming up with that many, and that's a lot of citations. It's pretty outrageous. They're managing to pull 30 to 50 per day, but, man, I mean,
some serious money being generated here by people that are just leaving their cars in a parking space. And they're violators, according to the city. 1-800-259-9231. By the way, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. We've got archives. In fact, an entire year's worth of the show awaits you on the front page of the site at freetalklive.com. And Free Talk Live is brought to you by the Free State Project's First 1,000 Pledge. Are you just going to talk about freedom, or are you going to start living it now? Learn how the First 1,000 Pledge can make it happen today at freestateproject.org. Again, that's freestateproject.org. But actually, we need to get back to Dylan, or excuse me, Jim, JD, as we call him, from Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello.
Hey, you can call me Patriot also, because I had my middle name legally changed to Patriot.
Wow, that's dedication.
Well, it's to eliminate confusion during the election.
So, Jim, you had said that the world was going to hell, or the U.S. was going crazy or something. Can you tell me a little more?
Yeah, America's the leader of the free world, and if we go to hell, the whole world will.
Sure.
Okay.
Can you give me some examples as to how it is that America is going to hell? Hello?
Tens of thousands of abortions every year, if not hundreds of thousands. Millions and millions of Mexicans pouring into our country every year.
So you would like to, what would you like to, let's slow down there, buddy.
Millions of dollars in taxes imposed on us every month.
I agree with you on the taxes thing, but let's jump back a little bit here, Jim. You were talking about abortions and immigrants. Let's pick one of those two. Let's talk about the abortion thing. What would you like to see done about the tens of thousands of abortions?
Well, the abortions that have already taken place, there's not much we can do about them other than ask for God's forgiveness.
Well, let's talk about the ones in 2007.
And if you have had an abortion or you've encouraged your girlfriend to do it, then all you need to do is ask God to forgive you, and he will.
All right. Now, what would you like to see happen from this point forward as far as abortion?
Any doctor that participates in the killing of a baby goes to prison for life.
Wow, that's a long time. What about the woman?
What about rape and incest?
She goes, too.
Okay, so we're going to jail the doctor, we're going to jail the woman. Are we going to do anything to the man that knocks her up, or is he just okay? Jim? Jim,
well,
still there?
Well, I don't believe that he would be involved with an abortion in any way.
I see. Okay, so we're going to go after the doctors. If there was nurses,
an intimate procedure between a doctor and a woman only.
Okay, so if there was a nurse standing in the room, should she go to jail as well, or should it just be the man who performed the operation?
She's not only an accessory during and after the fact, she's an accomplice.
Okay, so anyone that's standing in the room?
With willful premeditation.
So wait. Now, I would just want to understand this, Jim, because we've got to understand where we're going here. You want to throw a doctor in jail for life. You want to throw the woman who had the abortion performed on her in jail for life. And also you want to throw any nurses that happen to be in the room in jail. Is that a lifelong term for them as well, or are you going to go light on them?
I suppose that would be up to the judge and the jury.
I see.
But now I am a candidate for governor of Texas.
No, that's great.
Right
now, who is going to pay for all of this, Jim? All of
pay
this jailing of people.
All of the when you send doctors and mothers or former mothers to prison.
We've got millions and millions of people in jail. The state of Texas has more people in jail than any country in the free world.
Right. I know, but. But at the same time, I just want to bring one of your other points into this. You have an issue with all of the taxes that are being levied against us. You'd like to see a lot of those go away, right?
Prisons are financed by taxes, prison construction is the only growth industry in Texas.
Okay, well,
it's a jobs program for lawyers.
Sir, it's not an industry. They take money from people by force to fund themselves. It doesn't qualify as an industry.
And
say government,
but he's kind of got the idea.
Right, but if prisons are funded by taxes and you'd like to see a lot of taxes go away, how are the prisons going to be funded when we start adding doctors to them?
Well, now if the doctor gets the death sentence, there won't be a cell.
Oh, there's going to be a death sentence. I'm sorry, I thought you said it was a life sentence. So you're actually going
to
be...
Again, that's up to the jury.
The jury can decide. Okay, I see.
Okay, as I recall, abortions have been illegal before and that crap didn't really work very well.
Well, alcohol was illegal before too, and that didn't work well either. But it doesn't work legal or illegal.
I don't understand.
Think of it.
Well, I understand where you're coming from. That laws of prohibition are very difficult to enforce, and that we end up sweeping people into the net that shouldn't have been there. But you know, don't you? It seems to me that it's a lot easier. It's a better situation for the state to be out of it. I do think that you know, it's probably a good idea for somebody to consider looking to their God for forgiveness if you know, they do participate in this sort of situation. But I don't think that
forgiveness for any sin, not just that of abortion. Mm-hmm. If you're homosexual, you ask God to forgive you. And you change your ways.
Now, is that going to be Jim, I want to understand. Is there going to be a law against homosexuality in Jim's Texas?
No, but we're not going to have them acting as predators on the kids either. They're not going to be adopting kids. They're
predators.
Not going to be getting married.
Hold on. I've got to ask for clarification now, Jim. If a homosexual couple gets married, how is that predatory?
Because that gives legal sanction. And the premature of society's approval and condoning?
No, it doesn't, Jim. It just gives them a piece of paper from the government.
Did David and Bathsheba
have it? It makes them eligible for the benefits that the rest of society and the citizens and
okay.
Are,
so
are
what you're saying?
For.
So here's the no. Hold on, there's Jim. Wait a moment. I've got to address this point first because what you're saying doesn't make a whole lot of sense. A homosexual couple, two people who are in love, gender not considered, why should a man and a man who are in love not get the same benefits as a man and a woman who are in love?
Because we got to start doing right. We can't, you know, we can't keep pretending that it's okay to marry your dog or your elephant, your pet.
Okay,
elephant.
No, no. Why does homosexuality immediately jump to animals? Why does it, two men get married. Oh, see, they're having sex with sheep in the streets. What is wrong with you?
The dog can't consent.
Are you insane?
Let's look at this from a different direction.
No, I'm not insane, although some
I don't
have
buy that.
Jim, let's look at it from a different direction. Why is it that anyone should get so-called benefits for going through a religious ceremony? Why don't we just get the government out of marriage entirely? How about that?
There you go.
I have to agree with that. You know, if I run a business, like maybe I'm a militant gay guy and I don't want to give benefits to the straight people who work for me. I think that should be my right. I don't think many straight people would work for me. But maybe I don't want to give the benefits to the gay.
what? You're right. Not a whole lot of straight people would work for you, Mark.
Stop, please. Or maybe I don't want to give the benefits to the gays because it contradicts with my religion.
We got Jim.
I think that's the way it should be.
We got JD on the line from Texas. He is a candidate for governor. If you've got a question for him, 800-259-9231. Hang on, JD. We're going to come back to you. 1-800-259-9231 because we have yet to explore immigration. Because he brought that one up as a key campaign issue. This is your show. He's running for the Nazi Party. 800-259-9231. It is Free Talk Live.
We understand that decisions related to health can be overwhelming. That is why at ResearchedHerbs.com we take pride in offering you herbs whose safety and effectiveness have been proven time and time again. For example, did you know that Live 52, the top-selling natural herbal supplement for liver diseases since 1930, is backed by over 300 research studies and clinical trials and prescribed by more than 200,000 health professionals worldwide? In fact, the effectiveness of all the herbs featured on ResearchedHerbs.com, including those for cholesterol, blood pressure, diabetes, arthritis, cirrhosis, and hepatitis, among others, is extremely well documented. Our website, ResearchedHerbs.com, was created to empower you with the information and answers you need to make the right health decisions. Researched and proven herbs at great prices. Visit us online at ResearchedHerbs.com or call 1-800-845-3841 for more information. That's 1-800-845-3841.
Nuclear reactors provide economical energy, but would you be prepared during an accident? During nuclear disasters, great amounts of radioactive iodine are released into the atmosphere, which are then readily absorbed into the body. Medical Corps' potassium iodate gives you virtually complete protection from the most feared consequence of a nuclear accident, radioactive poisoning. Potassium iodate can protect against radioactive poisoning by filling the thyroid with good iodine. This shields the thyroid and prevents it from absorbing the harmful radioactive iodide. Potassium iodate is better than the iodide form because it is not as likely to cause upset stomachs in children, the elderly, the sick, and pets. Order the official potassium iodate for only $24 and save $5 by calling New Millennium at 888-803-4438. Call now and get free shipping. That's 888-803-4438.
Hey, Bill, I'm buying lunch today, and check this out. I bought a new car.
Wow, John, I guess you took my advice and visited that website we were talking about over lunch last time we met. www.didyourobbillgates.com.
I did, and you were right. I learned how to make $3,000 to $9,000 each and every week, starting with my very first week. And it's a simple program that does all the work for you. I'm already up to $25,000 just going on my fifth week.
Whoa, that's awesome. John, your business will keep growing as mine has. In fact, people are joining from all over the world. It's incredible. Everyone should go to www.didyourobbillgates.com and learn how this program can help them become financially independent, too.
Thanks a million, Bill, for telling me about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Check, please.
I got this one, Bill.
Sure, John. Let's tell everyone about www.didyourobbillgates.com.
Deal.
So, Janice, where are you and Jim going on vacation this summer?
Definitely somewhere with a beach, though who knows if our feet will even touch the sand.
That reminds me, Janice, have you figured out how to talk to Jim about his problem?
No, I want to, but men can be so sensitive.
Well, it's only going to get worse. Remember, I was going through the same thing with Dan. Then I found Mycocide NS.
What's Mycocide NS?
Mycocide NS kills the germs that can cause fungal infections. It worked great for Dan. He had the worst looking thick yellow toenails. Now his nails look clear and healthy.
Do I need a prescription?
No, you can get Mycocide NS antifungal treatment in the foot care aisle at any drugstore or major retailer.
And it really worked?
Yep, it worked on me too. I had some white discolorations on my toe. I just applied Mycocide NS daily. I didn't even have to remove my nail polish.
Sounds easy. I can start planning our beach getaway.
Yeah, Mycocide definitely gave us the confidence to bare our feet again.
Pick up Mycocide NS at drugstores and major retailers. Look for a free bonus gift in each box.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
This is Free Talk Live. It is your show, and you can bring up whatever's on your mind. 800-259-9231 is the toll-free number. That's 1-800-259-9231. Izzy in here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. The wiki awaits you with over 750 pages, all of them created by you, the listeners. In fact, you can go in there, get yourself a free account on the wiki, and you can edit virtually anything that you see there. There's all kinds of info about the show and some of the people that we've had on the show and much more. Again, wiki.freetalklive.com will take you right to it. Again, that's wiki.freetalklive.com, wiki.freetalklive.com. We go back to J.D. in Texas. He is a candidate for what party is it that you're with there, J.D.?
Well, actually, sir, I'm running as a write-in candidate, so I'll be totally independent of any political party.
I see. So we're talking about some of the issues there in Texas, and we've got calls coming in for you, J.D. 800-259-9231. Let's go to Brett in Texas. You're on Free Talk
Live. Brett in Iowa.
Brett in Texas.
Oh, I'm sorry. I looked at the wrong call.
Right. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello, Brett.
Hey, what's up, guys? How's it going, J.D.?
Hey. You're on with J.D.
Well, I just kind of wanted to, ask you about. So you think, gay marriage is wrong and stuff like that? I mean, are you also one of the people? Because I've heard a lot of people say, well, if two, gay guys or two lesbian couple has kids, then obviously their kids are going to be homosexual too. I mean, you think that's true as well, right?
Well, they can't. Biologically, they can't have kids.
Right, but if they adopt a child or something, that child would most likely turn out to be, homosexual, wouldn't he?
I would think so.
Because, I'm just kind of wondering, because obviously all heterosexual couples only produce heterosexual kids. I mean,
no, not necessarily. It's up to the kid to decide how they want their life to be as they get older.
Yeah, I was being sarcastic, you can tell. But
to have a person who's too young to decide and make their own decisions, to have them subjected to pressures by two unnaturally allied adults.
Okay, how old do you have to be to decide? I mean, I'm 17. Can I decide, or am I not old enough?
You're not. You're probably not old enough to make a completely informed, intelligent decision.
Wow, that's really insulting, JD.
Yeah,
according to our laws.
According to the laws? I mean, forget about what the law says. What does JD think? Does JD believe that people under the age of 18 can make informed, intelligent decisions?
I think he's saying when I turn 18, like, you know, when I'm 17 and 364 days, I don't have this special knowledge, but when I turn 18, I can suddenly just make these decisions. Is that kind of what you're saying? I mean,
no,
I'm trying to get it straight.
The courts grant leniency to errant decisions by young people. They're not punished to the same degree for crimes.
You know, I know what it is, Brett. He's just taking a shot at you because you're under 18. He knows you can't vote for him, so he can just say whatever he wants about it.
Oh, okay. Thanks for the call,
Brett. We appreciate hearing from you. 800-259-9231. Now, JD, I mean, in regards to young people and being gay, how many gay people do you know?
Me?
Yeah.
I've known over the years a few dozen, maybe a couple hundred.
Really?
Yeah,
wow, that's a lot of gay people. Now,
hey,
you
come
said
on,
that,
I live in Austin now. Come on.
Okay. Now you said that if there's a gay couple, that there's going to be a lot of pressure for their child to become gay. Now,
conform to their circumstances and to reflect their upbringing according to what their surroundings, what they've been exposed to, what they've seen and heard.
All right, I got a question for you then. Just kind of a comparison question here. When you look at heterosexual couples, you know, you've got a man and a woman, they've got two kids, and and one of those
they're
kids...
They're modeling that lifestyle
okay.
as an example to their to their children.
Well, and that's good. Good for them. Now, one of their kids, let's say, is gay, and not because he was raised by gay parents or anything like that, just the kid is gay, and he's had pressure to be heterosexual based on the model of the family that he's been involved in his entire life, mm-hmm. but he's still gay. That happens all the time. Most gay people that you've seen, well, every gay child that you've ever seen, every gay adult you've ever seen, came from a man and a woman. You know, that's
yeah,
the only way.
Yeah, missing Y chromosome or something like that.
Okay, so you're saying so what you're saying,
because,
Jim,
look,
is that
I'm a potential bank robber. Okay. I'm a potential bank
what?
Robber. I have it in me to commit.
See.
Now,
but
Jim, you made the statement there's a missing Y chromosome. So are you saying that people are genetically predisposed towards
some
their sexual
are.
Preference?
Some are. Nature and nurture. Some people have cultural influences have
fair enough.
But don't you think
in their upbringing and
fair enough, JD. We got more calls for you. We got people that want to ask you questions. Let's go to Steven in Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with JD. You're on Free Talk Live with Ian Torgo and Mark. Hello. Steven in Texas.
Hello?
Hey, you're on Free Talk Live with JD.
Oh, okay.
You're on with JD. What's your question, sir?
All right. First, JD, do you have dogs in the room?
Well, I do have some dogs here in the yard. Yeah,
I'm just saying,
threw them away.
Because we can hear them.
Sure, I'm outside, actually.
Well, thanks for that.
Stephen, you have an opportunity to vote for me as a write-in.
That's right. Stephen understands that he can vote for you, JD. Now, JD, hold on
November.
Now. Stephen may have a question for you. Stephen, go ahead. Besides the dogs, what else is on your mind
right.
for JD?
JD, you earlier were talking about abortion. And first, when for you does life begin?
Ooh, tough one.
I think that when cells begin to divide, they're alive.
Hmm. Well, I have a question for you then. I don't want to jump in or anything and ruin Steven's call, but I do have a question. Now, if you have the option of killing a one-day-old zygote that's, you know, it's divided 16 times, there's 32 cells there, it's an entire bundle of 32 whole cells. You've got the choice of, on one hand, you can push a red button and kill this little bundle of cells, and on the other hand, you have a four-year-old little girl in a pink dress with the how the dress comes like just above her knees. No, you don't. You've got to kill one or the other.
Well,
which one are you
going to
do it? Because I've got a gun in my hand, and I'm going to shoot you if you don't. So go ahead.
Okay. Well, in that case, we kill the embryo. Absolutely.
Look, you're the first person to ever answer that question.
Because that's the God's honest truth answer. I think they're both life. I know they're both life.
They must be.
JD, the next time
one's more valuable than
the next time you're ambushed with an unfair question like that, you should say, I'll take the bullet.
I can't be ambushed now. I'm ready for anything.
Okay,
I'm running for governor of Texas.
Yes, sir.
We get the state right.
Steven,
we've
got the state. We've got calls rolling in from all over Texas for you, JD. All over Texas. Steven, you got one more shot at JD. One more question, sir.
Right. Well, you support making it illegal to participate in an abortion. But we've had cases where, for instance, vigilantes will go out and bomb abortion clinics and shoot abortion doctors.
Mm.
Mm-hmm.
What is your feeling of people like that who take that sort of justice into their own hands?
Well, I certainly couldn't condone or support it. I understand the passion and the desperation in their action. It's
should they be punished?
It's just if it's murder, doesn't it seem logical that they should?
I really don't. I rather doubt it.
You don't think they should be punished?
Well, I certainly wouldn't punish them.
Wow. Steven, thank you for the call. We appreciate it. Let's go to Sean calling from Texas. You're on Free Talk Live with J.D.
Hi, guys. Hi, J.D.
Hey, Jim Dillon.
We got to start saying
the name so people know who to vote for.
Yes, sir. All right. So what's your question for J.D.?
I want to know how I can donate to his campaign.
Great opportunity to plug your campaign there, J.D. How can someone give you a donation?
Well, you know, I haven't taken any donations to this point.
Mm-hmm.
I'm putting my mouth where my
Sure. Now, it's going to take money. I mean, I understand you're running as a write-in, but these calls to talk radio shows are going to cost you a lot of money, so you've got to get some money flowing in from somewhere. Why don't you give out your email address, JD, so people can send you some PayPal or something?
Well, I'm not hooked up to PayPal.
Oh.
And I haven't asked for contributions.
I gotcha.
No,
I gotcha. We're
going to
come back. JD, hang on. We're going to come back with more of JD. He's running for governor in the state of Texas as a write-in candidate. 800-259-9231 if you've got a question for him about, well, JD. This is your show. It is Free Talk Live.
United States Pharmacopeia, USP, sets the standard for most food supplements and are used in over 95% of all vitamin and mineral supplements in the world. The problem is that these products have never appeared in any living tissue. They're created in laboratories and are not recognizable to the body's metabolism. Grown by nature, products are different because they use renatured ingredients, proprietary blends of essential vitamins and minerals with cofactors of proteins, lipids, and complex carbohydrates. Over 50 studies have been conducted on renatured nutrients, and over 20 have been published in peer-reviewed journals proclaiming their superiority. As a result, Grown by Nature vitamins and supplements are now recognized as simply the best available. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 and order your Grown by Nature products today. We are what we eat, and since we are of nature, we should eat foods in their natural form. Only Grown by Nature offers a full line of renatured nutrients. Call 877-817-9829. That's 877-817-9829 because not all products are grown by nature, but they should be.
Surely you've heard that ignorance of the law is no excuse. I'm Jim Babka with DownsizeDC.org. So what's the excuse for your representatives in Congress? Their ignorance is even worse. They don't even read many of the laws they pass. At DownsizeDC.org, we're proposing a simple but powerful idea, the Read the Bills Act, to force Congress to read the laws they pass. Why? Because we believe the federal government is way too big. Visit DownsizeDC.org because ignorance is no excuse, even for a congressman.
Would you like to get involved with pro-liberty causes but just can't find the time? Let us spread the word about freedom for you. Consider becoming a Free Talk Live amplifier now for just $3 a month, and you'll help Free Talk Live get on more radio stations and more MP3 players. That means more new people coming across the message of freedom every day. Other pro-liberty organizations just seem to gobble up contributions and make very little progress. AMP actually works. For all the details, visit amp.freetalklive.com. That's amp.freetalklive.com.
Ever wish your kid came with an instruction manual? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance, backtalking, lying, acting out in school, even problems with ADD and ADHD. There's no screaming, no fighting, no frustration. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation. Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
When my son started having behavior problems, the Total Transformation techniques were like the instruction manual on how to deal with him. We got immediate results.
Do you need an instruction manual for your kid? I'm behavioral therapist James Lehman, and I'll show you how to change your child's behavior now with the Total Transformation, the program that helps stop defiance and backtalking. Your child will listen to you again. I guarantee it.
Call now. 1-800-373-0402. 1-800-373-0402.
Herbal Healer Academy is a global supplier of the finest natural medicine that you may need in these troubled times. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECAC, colloidal silver 500 parts per million, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for contrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning, to name a few. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. For a limited time, you can sign up on the website and receive our 104-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com. Check out our online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. We have been working hard since 1988 to save the remnant. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education.
This is Free Talk Live. Call toll-free 1-800-259-9231. That's 800-259-9231. And get interactive at freetalklive.com.
This is Free Talk Live. Toll-free number 800-259-9231. You can bring up whatever's on your mind. It's Ian here with you.
And Torgo.
And Mark.
And, of course, you can join us on our website at freetalklive.com. Everything on the site totally free. We get all kinds of great stuff. And, by the way, you can help support the show by going and voting for us. The Podcast Awards thing is done. It's closed. They're going to be announcing the winners, I think, sometime
tomorrow.
Tomorrow. So we'll let you know if we won that, and thanks to those of you that went out and voted for that. But then there's still the monthly voting contest going on over at PodcastAlley.com. So we need you to go to vote.freetalklive.com. If you've yet to do it this month, it's just a once-per-month vote. Takes you less than a minute. Very simple. Makes a big difference for us, because us being in that top 10 at Podcast Alley helps bring us more listeners every single day. And I think we're currently ranked at, is it third place? I'm not sure.
I'll have to check.
We're up there, thanks to you, but we still need you to go if you've yet to vote at vote.freetalklive.com. Let's bring J.D. back on the line. He's running for governor in the state of Texas. We've got a variety of calls rolling in here. We're just going to continue with the calls. J.D., are you still there? J.D. in Texas?
Hello?
Is this J.D.?
Yeah.
Okay. We're going to bring Sean back on the line. He had one more question for you. Sean in Texas, you're back on with J.D. Hello.
Thanks. I wanted to ask him what his plan was about to close the borders down, how that would be accomplished.
Ah.
Well, I tell you what, Sean, we bring our men back from Iraq, where they should not be in the first place, and we position them and deploy them on the border to protect our southern border from invasion by Mexico.
Hmm.
Now, sounds like a good plan to me.
Thanks for the call, Sean. I appreciate it.
Is the Mexican front a big battleground there?
I'm sorry?
I'm wondering about, we're being invaded by Mexicans. I was wondering if the Mexican front was a scene of a lot of carnage.
Oh, there's carnage. They're bringing drugs in across the border. They're bringing terrorists. They're bringing an invading army has penetrated.
How many? Wait a minute. Now hold on. I'm curious. How many of the people that hijacked the planes on 9/11 were from Mexico?
Sean, you put a ball cap, a pair of blue jeans, and a T-shirt on an Arab. He looks exactly like a Mexican construction worker. Same mustache,
what?
Same skin tone.
Now I'm wondering about this. There's a lot of guys in the United States that look like, you know, if you put a ball cap and a flannel shirt on them, they'd look like a terrorist. Should we just go round up anybody who might be somewhat brown?
Well, I'll tell you what. If you don't speak English, you shouldn't be in this country.
Why is that,
and
sir?
If you want to be an American, if they want to be an American, come into the country legally, learn our language, assimilate, melt into the melting pot, become an American. Develop a loyalty. Mexico's too close. See, they know they can go back home in 3 hours. They can be back home
uh-huh.
after having committed crimes here, stolen cars.
I'd like to say, JD, I agree with part of what you said. I agree with bringing the troops home. That much I certainly agree with. But the whole locking down the borders thing.
That's the bloody war, baby.
The whole locking down the borders thing seems a little Nazi-esque to me. I mean, you're going to be asking people for their papers. You've got internal checkpoints there in Texas. How is it that somebody who's supposed to like freedom and liberty, how is it that that can gel with you, Jim?
Well, we're not exactly going to close the door on the border until they go back. See, we keep the door open long enough for them to go back out.
I see.
Out the back door, the same way they came in.
So you're going to round them up.
So it's kind of like when you have a wasp in your house.
Yes, you open the door, it flies right out.
There you go.
Do you run around screaming at the Mexicans to try to get them
to bring in a bat?
That's what happens when I see a wasp.
I mean white Anglo-Saxon Protestant.
I see. Wasps. Clever.
Now, Jim, or JD, so...
You can say Jim Dillon because
right,
I'll tell you what, I changed my middle name to Patriot legally.
That's excellent.
Last week. It'll be on the ballot,
JPD.
On the write-in ballot.
So, how
there'll
is
be no confusion.
Okay, now, you're saying you want to kick immigrants out of the country before you close the door behind them. How is it you're going to go about doing that?
Mexico is a rich country. It has two, a Gulf and a Pacific coast.
Mm-hmm.
They have minerals, silver.
So you're going to buy ads for television
oil.
And radio and promote Mexico, so hopefully the people that are from there will want to go back. I mean, they left for a reason, J.D. How is it that you're going to get the existing immigrants out of this country?
They face either jail or return to their country of origin.
I understand what their penalties are, but how is it you're going to find them to get them out of here?
Find them? Man, I'm in construction. I know exactly where they are.
Uh-huh.
Now, hold a second. Now, I'm sure, do you have a drug problem in Texas?
I don't have a drug problem.
No, not you. I understand. You're straight and true as the red, white, and blue is there, J.D.
Well, I have not touched so much as a beer.
And you know, that's great. It's a great
thing.
That's what I want from my governor. My question is, in the entire state of Texas,
15 years.
Everybody in Texas, is there a drug problem in Texas? Can you find drugs if you want to find them?
Yes, you can.
Are they illegal?
Tobacco and alcohol aren't.
Either are
the prescription drugs and the Viagra that you prescribe.
Yeah.
Okay, the question is, let's say I wanted cocaine. Is cocaine available in Texas?
I'm sure it is on the black market.
Okay, is cocaine illegal?
Yes.
Okay, Mark, go ahead.
Now my question is, if you're going to make immigration illegal, how do you... obviously, we haven't fixed the coke problem.
Well,
we haven't fixed
the process. There's nothing illegal about immigration.
But it's prohibition. It's prohibition of somebody coming to a land to be free they want to be.
It's a prohibition on freedom of movement.
Right, because in the United States, in every state, including Texas, there are certain circumstances in which it is legal to use cocaine. Dentists use liquid cocaine in some of their procedures. So there's a perfectly regulated, restricted usage of cocaine, just like right now there's a perfectly regulated, restricted inflow of people coming into this country. But just like cocaine, people are getting it outside of the normal channels. People are coming into the country outside of the normal channels.
The builders, developers, and employers, mostly Republican, who have gotten filthy rich off of breaking our immigration laws, they will be in jail also.
Man, everybody's going to be in jail there.
You know, you can throw that. You can throw the drug dealers in prison. You can throw the drug users in prison.
A lot of prisons. And if we get the right people in them, things will get better.
Okay. JD, we got to go back to the phones. I want to explore this more, but we got more calls for you. Let's talk to Johnson in Texas. Johnson, you're on Free Talk Live with Ian and Torgo and Mark and JD.
Hey, I've got a quick question. Just want to ask. You said about abortion, you would like to see all doctors imprisoned if they have any part in killing a baby, correct?
Yes.
Okay, let me just ask you this. What if the doctors were just to remove the fetus?
When you remove a fetus from the womb of its mother, that is tantamount to killing it because it cannot survive outside of the mother's protection.
Okay, so if, for example, if someone has fed a homeless person at any point in their life, for example,
Salvation Army or an organization like that, if they were to stop feeding a homeless person, should they also be tried for the death penalty?
No, because historically, society hasn't been responsible for the survival of adults. The children who are unable to take care of themselves and the most vulnerable group of people in society, they need protection.
There you go. Straight from JD. Thanks for the call, Johnson. Let's go to Bill in Virginia on the amplifier line. Bill, you're on. Wait a minute. Bill, you're in Texas. I'm sorry. I got that wrong. You're on with JD. Hello.
Yeah. I was wondering how JD felt about marrying people who've had organ transplants. Does he find a moral compulsion against that?
I think this guy's going to be voting for me.
You think?
Yeah.
All right. What about
he's
going
to see my name? He's going to see my name, James Patriot Dillon, on the write-in ballot in every polling booth in Texas.
Wait, he's going to see your name on the write-in ballot?
And able to read and write. He is actually going to write my name in.
That's great. Now, because did you want to answer his question?
Yeah, he hasn't answered the question yet.
No,
is he morally opposed to
yes,
people getting married
vote.
To organ
he will
transplant?
Vote for me.
The question wasn't, will I vote for you? The question was, how do you feel about marrying someone who's had an organ transplant? Yes, you'll vote for me isn't really a good answer to that.
Wait. You mean a sexual organ transplant, right?
It could be.
Okay. How do you feel about that?
Well, I'm already married, and my wife hasn't had any transplants that I know of. So,
how does he feel about other people marrying them?
Nobody else has expressed a desire to marry my wife.
I don't think he gets it.
Okay.
Thanks for the call, Bill.
All right, JD.
I'm
here's
debating the question.
All right. I think
it was a rather silly question to begin with.
Well, it's not silly for someone that's had a sexual organ transplant, Jim.
Well, you know what? If you're unhappy with your sexuality and you're not confident in your virility or your femininity, then you would at least, because let's face it, not all of us are NFL football player types. I happen to be, but
me too.
Not everybody can be macho, masculine.
Really?
So
can you send us a picture? Because I'd like to see your rippling muffle.
Hey, JD, let us know how the election goes, man. We really appreciate hearing from you tonight. It's been JD on Free Talk Live. 800-259-9231. Hour number 3 is on the way. We got ladies on the line. Your calls are next. It's Free Talk Live.
So if you're in Texas, don't forget to write in Bob Dylan.
DVD, books, music, instruments, periodicals, computers, software, electronics, photos, cell phone, office products, home and garden, bed and bath, furniture, kitchen, pet supplies, automotive, hardware, apparel, shoes, jewelry, grocery, healthcare, sports and outdoors, toys, games, used and more. It's a department store at your fingertips. Amazon.freetalklive.com. Get all your shopping done, a great deal, delivery to your door, and a percentage of your purchase will go to Free Talk Live when you enter Amazon through Amazon.freetalklive.com.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Over the years, Genesis Communications Network has grown by leaps and bounds, reaching millions of listeners. The impact on political and social issues have been enormous. Businesses associated with the network have grown to become valuable enterprises. If you are accredited and have an entrepreneurial spirit, national radio may be the opportunity you're looking for. Call me today at 877-996-4327, extension 101. For more information, that's 877-996-4327, extension 101.
If you